Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Dana and Anusha. In today's episode, we will be reacting to an article titled Every Secondary Character Ranked by Likeability that we found from a Screen Rant article, which we will link in the show notes. Before we jump into our thoughts about the article though, we will be right back after this break. All right, so the Gilmore Girls fan community often talks about major characters such as Lorelai and Rory. However, as any Gilmore Girls fan knows, there's always a, you know, big group of unique and memorable secondary characters throughout the series. So what do we think of the secondary characters overall? Do we enjoy seeing them?
100%. I think the secondary characters are kind of what make Gilmore Girls like such an entertaining show. They offer like so much to the show.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. All of them are so great and they have their own little stories to tell as well. So it's always great to have that.
Yeah, definitely. I think they add more flavor to the show, especially since each one of those secondary characters has a unique personality. All right. So right now we are going to just go through each character and see the author's explanation for why they're ranked that way. And this article basically ranks the characters from least to most likable. So let's talk about that first one. The least likable character, according to this article, is Taylor Dozy. So with their explanation, it just says, Dozy's isn't just a town market. It's Taylor's headquarters for dreaming up ideas that will make the whole town miserable. He's quick to summon everyone for town hall meetings, but he isn't too willing to put his dreams aside when others disagree. And then Taylor's constant battle with Luke is a memorable thread of the saga of the show, but it also cements the fact that Taylor Dozy is not what a Stars Hollow resident would consider likable. Yeah, what were your guys' thoughts on Taylor being the least likable and that explanation?
I think it's definitely going from the perspective of Stars Hollow residents. I don't think anyone really likes Taylor all that much.
Yeah, definitely one of the least likable characters. He has so many like random things that he complains about that shouldn't be complaints in the first place, that for the viewers, it's very comedic, but I'm sure if you live in the same town as him, you'd be annoyed.
Yeah, definitely. I also agree with what the article says about him. I feel like, you know, is he an iconic character? Yes. Do I enjoy watching his fights with Luke? Also, yes. But do I necessarily like his personality? Probably no. And I could definitely see like everyone in the town finds him really annoying. So I definitely agree with that. All right. And then the next one, it looks like, is Caesar. So it says here, Caesar is a trusted employee at Luke's Diner with the diner's local popularity. Caesar's often working quickly and frantically. He kind of appears out of nowhere, but fans eventually realize that they had seen him dancing in the background in the first season, which would mean he either went to Chilton or dated someone from Chilton. Caesar is a nice kid, but fans don't know too much about him and don't have sharply defined feelings about the guy. So what do we think about Caesar being ranked, second to last in terms of likability?
Yeah, I actually forgot about Caesar being a character on this show until people bring it up, because we don't really see him that much. And I think the explanation kind of makes sense why he's ranked second to last, because no one really knows him that well and he's not really on screen so much to like develop an attachment to the character.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised that he is second least favorite. I'm sure there's like other people out there that can be the second least, but I remember every time he would come on scene, it would be really funny, and like whether it's from the town's perspective or it's from the viewer's perspective, he showed a lot of like fun characteristics and stuff in him, so I was kind of surprised that he's not down below the list and he's on top of the list. Is like,
yeah, I feel like Caesar was definitely interesting to see in the article, since like you guys had mentioned, oftentimes we don't really talk about him a whole lot and he's typically in the background and we usually don't physically see him, but more so we hear like Luke relaying customers' orders to him, and I don't know, he seems nice, and I feel like without him being in the diner, Luke would probably be a mess, so that's a good thing. And I was also surprised the whole that we saw him dancing in the background in the first season, which means that he either went to Chilton or dated someone for Chilton, so I would have loved to have seen like a backstory on that, but unfortunately we didn't get that in the series. And then number three in terms of least likable is Kirk. So the article says Kirk has this strange way of worming his way into people's hearts, but the character can be annoying. His antics in multiple careers add to the comedic side of the show, but he doesn't always get his point across in the way that gets other townspeople on board. Even if he's not everyone's favorite, Gilmore Girls would not be the institution that it is without Kirk. Yeah, what did you guys think about seeing Kirk, especially seeing him, you know, so low on the likability list?
I actually agree with it. He can be very annoying and like the random things that he does. I mean, as a character, like he's funny, yes. And the only thing he brings is like the comedic side of the show. But like other than that, like all the random like shit that he does, it's just like, oh my god, like, man, just get on with it. Like, so I would agree with this one.
Yeah, I kind of have the same thoughts. Like, although I really enjoy every time Kirk is on screen and he provides such comedic, like, entertainment, but from the character's perspectives, I can see how he can get on people's nerves.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like if I knew Kirk as a like in person, I would really be annoyed with him. But yeah, as a character, just from a viewer's perspective, I was kind of offended to see him so low on this list, only because he is like one of the key comedic people on the show and he has all of these jobs that are so fascinating. Clearly he's a jack of all trades. But yeah, I do think like, okay, if I was interacting with Kirk, I would also be very annoyed with him. So I understand as well. All right. And then the next one is Jackson. So it says Suki St. James can definitely be considered a major character throughout Gilmore Girls 7 seasons, but her husband really isn't. Jackson Belleville wins Suki's heart over some fresh produce, and the two share a mostly happy life together once they marry and start to have children. Jackson is a nice guy who clearly loves Suki, but he can be pushy and neurotic. Yeah, what did you guys think about Jackson being ranked kind of low to middle here?
I guess it makes kind of sense. They didn't show too much of Jackson, really. They used to in the beginning seasons when he, like, was dating Suki. But then afterwards, like, when they got married, we kind of saw, like, a little less and less of him. And also, I thought it was funny that they said, like, mostly happy life together, as if, like, there were so many issues or something. But, yeah, I would agree with it.
Yeah, same. I remember like liking Jackson a lot in the beginning seasons of the show, but he kind of like, you know, fell off as the seasons went on.
Yeah, and I feel like his neuroticism is pretty funny. And I feel like it matches so well with Suki, because Suki is also like that, with especially with cooking and her career. So I feel like in terms of likability, he is somewhat in the middle, so like not the most likable but also not the least likable, so I could see why he falls as number four. All right, and then next we have Miss Patty. So Miss Patty breathes life into the town square with her buzzing dance studio, which also acts as a town hall, meeting site. The teacher gives generations of aspiring dancers and livens up the Stars Hollow with colorful shows for the town's events. Miss Patty's hilarious and lovely, but her sensuous way of describing things like fruit can be a bit off-putting. She also likes to keep the town hot with gossip. I feel like those last two reasons are actually reasons to like her in a way, because I feel like without her, like, the town gossip wouldn't spread at all. And I feel like that is, you know, one of the interesting things about Stars Hollow and the show itself. And I always laugh when she is, like, sensuous when it comes to describing things like fruit. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Miss Patty is, like, so iconic to the show. And I think even the characters themselves, they all like Miss Patty. So I would actually rank her a bit higher.
Yeah, I would also rank her higher. She's an amazing character, and, like, she brings so much to the town. Like they mentioned, like, the studio, the fact that the town hall's there, and the gossip, I feel like, is such a key, because it's such a small town, and you need someone like this. Colorful in the way that she, like, describes things, and she's always super happy and perky and everything, that she should definitely be, like, ranked higher on this. And she just brings so much to the town that you don't really think about until you're, like, watching the show.
Yeah, exactly. Whenever I do think of Stars Hollow, one of the main secondary characters I always think of is Miss Patty. So I was surprised to see her ranked a little bit low. And then next we have Gypsy. So Gypsy is a local mechanic, a valuable part of this small town where lots of cars break down. The woman is witty and direct, and some would say that she's too sarcastic with her fellow citizens. Gypsy still manages to take care of everyone's vehicles and do small things on her own time to help out the town. Though she isn't in every episode, Gypsy is a special part of the show. And she also doubled as Berta in The Maid in the 2016 revival. Yeah, I feel like with Gypsy's character, we don't see her too often on the show. So I actually was surprised that she was ranked middle to high. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we don't see her as much, but the times that we do see her, I mean, I think she's a great character, but because we don't see her, she can be a bit of a forgetful character.
Yeah, I'm surprised that she's even on this list, all the way in the middle. I would assume that she'd be on top with, like, Caesar, because, like, I didn't remember her at all if we were talking about, like, secondary characters, because they don't, like, rarely show her. And it's only, like, when their car breaks down or, like, something very small. So, like, I don't know why she's in the middle of the list. And, like, she's below Miss Patty, which is, like, shocking, because I feel like, you know, that should be flipped. So.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like if it was flipped with her and Miss Patty, it would make more sense. Because the only time I could think of when Gypsy was really in an episode was when Dean built Rory that car, and then Richard kept insisting that they go check it to make sure that's safe. And then Gypsy's like, yeah, I've checked it 3 times. Like, leave me alone. That's all I can remember about her.
I only remember the episode where Max came into town and his car broke down. And Gypsy was taking a look. Like, that's the only time I remember Gypsy.
Exactly. It's only, like, car-related things. And then next is the town troubadour. The article says, though he doesn't have a ton of appearances and rarely ever has any dialogue, the town troubadour has defining characteristic of life in Stars Hollow. Grantley Phillips adds a wistful quality to the town's landscape. As he croons on the street corner, everyone out and about can enjoy his music, although people often take his tunes for granted. Yeah, what were your guys' thoughts on the town troubadour being pretty high up on the list?
I actually don't like this guy, but the other guy. So, sorry, on the article, there's a picture of the town troubadour. So this one always annoyed me, but the other one, like, with the long hair, I always kind of liked, because he had, like, funny comments and, like, you know, things. this dude just kind of seemed very blah to me. I don't know. He was just very dull, aside from his, like, singing. And yes, it was, like, good and all. Like, the other troubadour was just, like, I don't know, 10 times better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, the other troubadour would, like, interact with the characters a bit more, yeah. So you get the personality a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would rank Miss Patty higher than both Gypsy and Town Troubadour. I don't know why she was ranked lower than even this Town Troubadour.
Yeah, I feel like that ranking would make way more sense. And yeah, now that I think about it, I definitely prefer the other Town Troubadour because he just was so chill, relaxed. He would, like, not take himself too seriously. Whereas this one that's in the photo in the article, and again, we'll link this article in the show notes so you guys could see this. But yeah, this one, he takes himself way too seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is Babette. So it says Babette and Maury are charming fixtures of Stars Hollow. They encourage Lorelai to loosen up and have some fun on Halloween, and they participate in the major town events, and they're all around lovely neighbors. Babette is certainly likable, but she has a tendency to stir up the gossip a little too much, especially when it concerns Lorelai Gilmore's love life or Rory's woes as an adolescent with the likes of Dean and Jess. Yeah, I love Babette. I think she's hilarious, and she has so many, like, really memorable moments, like with Cinnamon's funeral in the first season and the whole, like, gnome stealing scandal with Jess. And she's just really great. And I would personally rank her, like, right next to Miss Patty in terms of likability. What did you guys think?
I 100% agree. I think Babette is such a hilarious character, and she brings so much to the show. And I agree, her and Miss Patty are like two peas in a pod, so that would rank them right, like, next to each other.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I love the fact that she's the neighbor, because that just brings so much, like, colorfulness to the show. Her bubbly personality is just so great. Like, it, without her, I don't think the show would be as great, because, like, when you see, like, Rory and Lorelai, like, you know, walk outside, you see Miss Patty there, and, like, I feel like if there was any other neighbor, it just wouldn't make sense. Like, Miss Patty was, like, the best character for them to have, so she's a great, like, secondary character. I like where she's placed on the list.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second most likable on this list is Michelle. So Michelle Gerard is Lorelai's right-hand man from day one of the drama. He can be quite particular about things, but he's highly entertaining. Michelle is the obvious choice to join Lorelai and Suki once they open up the Dragonfly Inn. He's the ideal concierge, always dressed to the nines, and pragmatic in solving everyday problems. Michelle's biting wit and low tolerance for tomfoolery makes him quite endearing. Yeah, what'd you guys think about Michelle being ranked as second most likable?
I definitely agree, because he is really funny, and, like, he does it in such a different way than all the other secondary characters. Like, he's so serious about it. Like, he doesn't know that he's funny, but he's saying funny things. And then just the way that he, like, you know, does everything for Lorelai and Suki. Like, he cares, but he also, like, pretends not to care and everything, and, like, brings in the drama. I don't know. It's really funny. And I would agree with where he's ranked at.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think Michelle is a great character, and he's so hilarious. Sometimes his most serious moments are actually the most funny.
Yeah, exactly. He's not, like, the likable in a traditional sense of, you know, he's not, like, super warm or friendly, but more so, like, he's witty and he has this dry sense of humor, and I feel like that makes it even funnier. And, like you guys said, you could tell he does care. It's just, like, the way he communicates it is just different than other people, which is interesting. All right, and then number one for most likable on this article is Mrs. Kim. So this one says, Kim's Antiques contains one of Stars Hollow's most rare and precious artifacts, Mrs. Kim. The store owner is mostly known as Lane's mom, and she's okay with that. Mrs. Kim loves her daughter and protects her well as she knows how, even though it isn't always best for Lane in the end. Even fans who disagree with Mrs. Kim's parenting tactics often admit that Mrs. Kim is one of the most revered characters on the show. All right, so were you guys surprised to see Mrs. Kim being ranked so high on this list as number one most likable?
Yeah, I was definitely surprised to see Mrs. Kim as number one. I don't know if I would rank her like the most likable, but she's definitely has her moments, especially in the later seasons when like her and Lane like kind of have heart to heart a little bit.
Yeah, I would say she should be in the middle, honestly, because she would kind of come and go in all of the seasons. So you really didn't have like a good connection like you would with like some of the other characters within Stars Hollow that you would like kind of see quite often. So the only thing is that, you know, she's Lane's mom. And I guess she like had a few like funny moments or like, you know, iconic moments within the show, but I would not rank her number one for that only, because she didn't have that big of an impact on the show as some of the other characters did.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I feel like I was surprised that she was ranked this high. I would also rank her somewhere in the middle. Because she is pretty funny, like, at times. But, of course, her parenting techniques aren't the best, and they're quite restrictive, as we've talked about before. And so, she isn't, like, the number one person that comes to mind when I think about, like, the secondary characters being most likable or any secondary characters that I have the most attachment to. So yeah, I feel like she should have been ranked a little bit lower. All right. So that was the list. What are our like overall thoughts on this list, and would we rank someone else's number one in terms of most likable?
Overall thoughts, I think it was really great that they put in certain characters that I feel like we wouldn't have thought of. So that was kind of cool that they took into account even like the smallest characters like Caesar. But I think for like number one, I would definitely like put Miss Patty or Babette, or even Michelle. Because those characters we see like throughout all of the series, and like they have so much in like in depth and like view their lives in a certain way that we aren't able to with like some of the other characters that they mentioned. So I guess my top three would be those. I don't know which one I would pick more than the other. So
yeah, I agree. I think this article did a good job ranking all the secondary characters, and I did agree with most of them, but I think I would put number one either like Babette or Miss Patty, because I feel like those two are like, for secondary characters, they're like the most vital for the show.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I would also have my top three be like some combination of Babette, Miss Patty, and Michelle. Like you guys said, I feel like we see them the most frequently, and also anytime any one of them is in a scene, they automatically like sometimes like lighten the mood of the scene or provide that comedic relief, or you know, I just overall enjoy seeing them in any scene. So I feel like that would make more sense in terms of being the top three. All right, so that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we will be recapping season 2, episode 9 of Gilmore Girls. So definitely stay tuned for that. You can support our podcast by going to the link in our description. And you can also find us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with anybody you know who enjoys Gilmore Girls. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.